Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we're honored to bring in the 3rd District Senator representing East Hartford, Ellington, East Windsor, and South Windsor, Dr. Saud Anwar, who's also Vice Chair of the Public Health Committee. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How long did you spend in the committee? Are you still there now?
I am just stepped out of the committee.
Wow.
I've been here for 22 hours.
Wow.
I've had probably one of the longest public hearings in the recent history in the legislative office building.
Now, are all your colleagues still there? Because when they show shots on CTN, looks like there's a lot of empty seats where the committee sits.
I think there are empty seats because the number of members are not as many as the seats are.
Oh, okay.
But majority of the people were there, and they actually, both sides, Democrats, Republicans, we all listened intently all night.
You knew this HB 5044 to repeal religious exemptions as far as vaccines was an emotional controversial to some, but an emotional bill. But are you surprised at the emotions that it has brought out of people?
I knew it. You're absolutely right, Joe. The thing is that you think and imagine the emotions, even though we have had testimonies about many months ago, and they were very similar. But when you're sitting down and talking to the parents and families, you can see that and you can palpate it. You can see their eyes, and so that is at a different level.
As someone in the medical profession, obviously, when the bill was being crafted, what was it about the bill that stood out most to you that makes this a good piece of legislation?
I can tell you this may not be the last version of the legislation, but
right.
So I have a skewed view, and by that I mean I have actually seen these illnesses like polio, and I have seen tetanus, I have seen mumps and rubella and measles. So I have actually seen patients, and I have seen their worst case scenarios, and I've seen people die and have encephalitis. So I have a lot of fear and respect of these illnesses, and I would not want anyone in the world to ever have them. I have a protectionist perspective on this, when our other challenge is that the trajectory in our state, where the number of unvaccinated children has been increasing in the last few years, and it is reaching a dangerous level slowly and gradually, but really that would cause the community immunity to decrease, and as that decreases, the risk of outbreaks of infection and spread of infection starts to increase as well. So I'm more of the protectionist side of the spectrum,
right,
to make sure we don't get these infections, because they can kill children, and we know from historical data that can rapidly do that.
Why, doctor, are less and less kids getting vaccinated?
The way I look at it is that the vaccines have become the victim of their own success. Thankfully, in the last some 60 years, we have not seen the ugly faces of infections in the United States, thankfully. And as a result, the people have forgotten how ugly and dangerous these infections are, and they are looking at the side effects of the vaccines more so, because they are more prevalent than the illnesses itself, and we have forgotten what the illnesses were, but we are recognizing what some of the side effects of the vaccines are. And that's why we are seeing the hesitancy and concerns in the developed world, in the United States being on top of the spectrum of the developed world. We are seeing a lot of concern over here.
When you hear the word religious exemption, that obviously opens up a slippery slope, because you're dealing with people's religions. Why do you think that this should be, I don't want to say ignored, but we should take the religious exemption away and not. Do you think people are hiding behind that?
Well, from my testimonies in the last many hours, there were a lot of people who truly, in a very real fashion, felt that religious part was part of their decision, and some of them also shared that they had significant concerns about the side effects and the problems with the vaccines, and they were using the religious perspective to do that, but does not represent everybody. So there's true religious reasons as
right.
well, and they were not as evident to me 40 hours ago as they are in the last 12 hours or so last night that we heard a lot of concerns that people have around that.
And I've noticed watching it, saw it in studio since I came on at 5:30. A lot of people still have their little kids with them there. That's a long night. It's a long night for people like yourself. It'd be a really long night for an old person like me. But for those kids, that's a tough night.
Yes, and if you would go back and listen to some of the testimonies, some of the children spoke as well. So
yeah.
I mean, this was very important conversations the children had with us.
So as you said at the beginning, we may see another version. This is not the final version of the bill.
So I can only speak for myself.
Right.
And after listening to the people, I want to make sure that we protect our communities against these infections. But I also want to make sure that we have a way to protect some of the families from getting impacted from the education of their children in the current form. They're not protected, and I think there's an opportunity to figure out, and then that's where we'll have to put our heads together and see, can we make this better? Can we find a win-win strategy where the infection protection from the infection is there, but also if there's an opportunity to improve the bill so the children don't lose their education opportunities, and at the same time their fears are respected and their concerns are respected, and the medical exemptions can be looked at in a little bit better way rather than the very close-minded way that CDC has required us to look at them.
Senator Saad Anwar from the 3rd Senatorial District, Vice Chair of the Public Health Committee. Doctor, thanks for the time. Get some rest when this is over. And as always, we appreciate you being on the show.
Of course. Honored to be here. Thank you and have a great day, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Saad. Dr. Saad Anwar. So, the testimony has had an effect on Dr. Anwar. We'll see if it has on his colleagues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.